Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, and in studying this final parak of Zvachim, we are going Mishnah by Mishnah. Today, in this podcast, we're going to look at the third Mishnah of the fourth parak, and then move ahead to the attendant Gemara and Daf Kuf Yod Dalad Amud Bet. Mishnah Gimel, Mechusar Zman. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we talked about the dispute between Rabbi Shimon, who maintains that there is a violation of a lo ta'aseh for offering up a korban b'chutz, which is mechusar zman, and Chachamim who said there is no violation whatsoever, no culpability. Mechusar zman ben begufo ben b'malav, and this is something new. The mechusar zman could be about the animal or could be about the owner, meaning what? About the animal, we understand. If it was shechted, if the mother was already shechted on that day, or if it's not yet 8 days old, or if the feathers aren't yet yellow enough, or if it's not yet old enough in some way, that's mechusar zman. Now, what's b'ba'alav? Ezo mechusar zman b'ba'alav, hazav hazavav hayoledet, and read the word mitzorah here, and I'll explain why when we get to the Gemara. Rashi says not to, and I'll explain why Rashi says that. Sheikrivu chatatam v'ashamam. So now, a zav, a zava, and a yoledet bring a korban chatat when they are done. And then when they're done, they're no longer mechusar kippurim. That's what they have to bring. If they bring their chatat or their asham, and it's the mention of the asham that sets off the issue of mitzorah, bachutz pturim. But olotehen v'shalmehen, if they bring the ola or shlamim that they are obligated to bring, and what's stranger is none of them bring shlamim, bachutz chayavin, because that's something you could bring also voluntarily, meaning outside of the context of this process. Now, second piece is, Hama'alem b'sar chatat, b'sar asham, b'sar kochim kochim, b'sar kochim kalim. So if you put up outside on your makeshift mizbeach, or whatever it is outside, meat that is to be eaten, either by Kohanim, by Israel, whether it's kochim kochim or kochim kalim, or any of the grains that are to be eaten, motar ha'omer, meaning the remainder of the korban ha'omer, those two that there is nothing put on the Mizbeach, they're just eaten by the Kohanim. Shiarei Menachot, remainders of Menachot, also you're going to be patur. And now there's a bunch of actions, most of them related to the Mincha, for which you're also exempt. Hayotseik, which means pouring the oil into a Mincha. Bolel, mixing the Mincha with the oil, flour with the oil. Hapotate, making them into little breads. Hamoleach, salting them. Hameinif, lifting it up. Hamagish, bringing it close to the Mizbeach. Hamasader et HaShulchan, setting up the shulchan for lechem apanim, hametiv et hanerot, cleaning out the nerot, which would mean, of course, you took the nerot out of the azara, out of the mikdash, and out of the azara, and did the cleaning out outside, vakometz, or doing kmitza, or mekabel damim, bachutz patur. And by the way, any of those acts also, ein chemin alav mishum zarut, as a non-kohen, you're not liable for doing it, it is invalid. But you're not liable. Lo mishum tuma. If you're tamei, you're not liable. Lo mishum mechutz abgadim. Shum mechutz adam v'raglaim. If you're not wearing proper bidei kuna, there is no liability of chiyuv mita bidei shamayim. Nor if you are a kohen who does this without proper rechitzat adam v'raglaim, which for other avodot you would be chayav mita. Okay, now let's look at the Gemara on Kuf Yod Dalet Amud Bet, near the bottom, a little more than halfway down. Mechusar zman. Now, the question is, Vahani b'nei ha'shamot ninu? Wait a second. We said, Zav, Zava, and Yoledet. That was the original version of the Mishnah. And it said, if they brought their chatat and asham, none of them bring an asham. V'amar z'iri t'ni mitzora b'hadayu. That there is something else that's missing in the Mishnah, and that's mitzora, and it should be in there. And indeed, it is in our version of the Mishnah. The reason Rashi says not to read it is because he's looking at it and saying, well, the version of the Mishnah that they were working with didn't have Mitzorah, and that was the protest, and then Ze'iri said, well, read Mitzorah in there. In a minute, I'll explain why the reading with Mitzorah in there is the one we have. Olotehen v'shalmehen. Question is, v'hani b'nei shlamim ninu? Even if you take Zav, Zava, Yoledet, and Mitzorah, none of them bring a shlamim. So why would you mention that? I'm Rav Shesha, t'nai Nazir. Nazir should also be on our list. Nazir is also somebody who has a time period, and when the time period is over, has to bring korbanot, and one of them is a shlamim. Now, the reality is, the Ze'iri kavu ha-tanoi, the Tanaim, agreed to integrate Ze'iri's addition into the Mishnah, which is why our Mishnah says Mitzorah. To Rav Sheshet lo kavu ha-tanoi, but Tanaim did not agree to include Nazir, and to change the version of the Mishnah to fit Rav Sheshet's version. And that's what we have. Okay, Amar Chilkiah Dvei Rav Tuvi. He taught the following lesson. Lo shanu ela lishmo. When are they not culpable for bringing an asham? Let's say a metzora. When is he not culpable for bringing an asham bachutz if it's before the time? That's only if he brings it lishmo. Aval shelo lishmo. But if he brings the asham shelo lishmo bachutz, chayav. Why? Ho il v'ra'uish l'shelo lishmo bifnim. If he were to bring an asham shelo lishmo bifnim, it's a valid korban. Because what's the din of a korban that's brought shelo lishmo? Valid, but it doesn't count for the Baalim. And so therefore, if he were to bring it shelo lishmo outside early, he's chayiv. Ihachki lishmo nami chayiv, so then he should be even chayiv if he does it lishmo, who will v'ra'ui l'shelo lishmo bifnim, because as long as you're willing to say, well, if he were somewhere else, so just say it if he did it differently. Meaning, if he did it lishmo bachutz, well, if he did shelo lishmo bachutz and shelo lishmo bifnim, he'd be chayav, or it would be valid. The answer is no. You can imagine and do a migo of saying, since inside would be valid, therefore outside, that works throughout our system. Anything which is valid inside, if you do it outside, you're chayiv. But to switch from shelo lishmo and lishmo, that's something which needs an actual akira, a deliberate intent of changing your focus here and the shape. How could you have something which is kosher if you do it shelo lishmo, and if you do it lishmo, it's puzzle, which is what you're basically talking about. Lo, well, of course you do, which is v'harei Pesach. You have a korban Pesach, and you bring it on Purim, or any other time of the year. De'eno kasher lishmo, you bring it l'shem Pesach, it's invalid. Kasher shelo lishmo, but if you bring it shelo lishmo, it's valid. Well, the answer is Pesach v'harei Matashana shlamim ninu. That's not really the case. If you bring a korban Pesach on Purim, it's not a Pesach, it's just a shlamim. So if you bring it lishmo, it's a shlamim l'shem Pesach, it's invalid. If you bring it shelo lishmo, it's a shlamim l'shem shlamim, and it's valid. Now, lem sayele, perhaps this will support Rav Chilkiah's contention, which is that an asham lishmo bachutz lifnei zmano, your pater, but asham shelo lishmo bachutz lifnei zmano is chayav. I might think to exclude from the din of chutz an ola which is mechuser zman bebaalim, meaning the owners aren't ready. Ve'asham nazir asham mitzora tamulomar shor mikol makom kesef mikol makom eiz mikol makom, any kind of shor, kesef, or eiz that you bring, you're chayav for. And so therefore you are chayav for an asham nazir. Now, then asham mitzora ve'ilu chatat shaira, but they didn't say anything about a chatat. Meaning, it sounds like a chatat. You're not chayav. Why is that? If it's at the proper time, ma'ir yasham, then why would you be chayav for the asham? If it's bizmano, afilu chatat nami? Why mention the asham? You'd even be chayav for a chatat. If you were to bring the chatat at the proper time, outside, you'd be chayav. Ella shelo bizmano, must be before this man. Uvemai, what's the case? Ima lishmo, ilema lishmo, if you brought it lishmo, asham mai chayav, why are you chayav for an asham? If you bring an asham lishmo before this man, you're pater, that's our Mishnah. Ella lav shelo lishmo, must be shelo lishmo, and that's why they distinguish between chatat and asham. And if you bring an asham shelo lishmo, bachut, you're chayav. No, we reject that. Liolam bizmano, b'shelo lishmo, we're talking about doing it on time, not early, and you brought it shelo lishmo. And you're right, chatat should be also mentioned. For Rabbi Eliezer, that bright that follows Rabbi Eliezer, if you remember from the very first Mishnah in our Masechet, Tamar Makshin and Asham l'chatat. We say that Asham and a chatat are compared to each other. That's why he says Asham shelo lishmo is pasul, just like chatat shelo lishmo. The Tana Tafel v'odinikar, and the Tana mentioned the Tafel, the Asham, and of course it works for chatat. Okay, let's try this. Toshma yachol shenimra be'olat mechuser zman begufa. I might think to also include an ola which itself isn't ready. I mean, it's too young, let's say. V'chatat ben begufa ben bebalim. This is the flip side of the previous braita. And this is the ones I exclude. If a chatat is mechuser zman, whether because it is or because its owners are. Tala petachol moed. Koshenu arluva petachol moed. En chayivin alayhen. If it's something that's not fit to come to oil moed, you're not chayav. V'ilu asham shaira. They left the asham out. Again, my skin, what are we talking about? Ilay melishmo, if it was done lishmo, shamnami liftere, asham should also be patur. Why are you excluding only chatat and not excluding asham? Elav, shalolishmo, must be brought shalolishmo. And that would prove, again, Rav Chilkiah's contention. The answer is no. Le'olam shelo lishmo. V'rob alazor hi. Tamakish Hashem l'chatat. And in this case, tana'ika v'chol sheken l'tafel. Here, they just mentioned the chatat, that the chatat is excluded. And not only is the chatat excluded, but also the Hashem, according to Rav Elazar, which is compared to it, is excluded, and that is if you did it, shelo lishmo, but bizmano. That's critical. Bizmano. And therefore you are patur. Because according to Rav Elazar, ein Hashem, shelo lishmo is totally pasul. Bring up korban pasul outside, you are not chayav. Toshma. The chiyat of Dimi Amar Tanad ve'Rabbi yachol shani motzi af olat nuchus esman ba'alim ashon ezer v'shar. That's the bright that we just saw. My Talmuda. So what are you quoting? Amar Avina, shor mikol makom, kesem mikol makom, ez mikol makom. My Romeo, what's the challenge? Kedek Amart. We already answered. We answered what it was talking about. We already set up the case. Rachma Mishum Durami Tanav Erli Voya Tani Levi. The problem is, but there was another bright to the challenge is that, which is, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzor, Shishchatan Shalol Lishman, Sherin V'lo Alula Balim Mishum Chuvah. Such an Hashem, Shachted Shalol Lishmo, doesn't count for the owners. Shchatan Mechus Erzman V'Balim Rashi Yubrei Shtei Yashanim Shchatan Psulin. But if you Shachted as Mechus Erzman V'Balim, which means the owners aren't yet ready, if the Nazir hasn't finished his 30 days, then it's Pasul. And so that sounds like Mechuser's man is going to be totally pasul. What did Rav Dimi answer? Lokasha, kam lishmo, kan shelo lishmo. If you do it lishmo, then it's totally pasul. Shelo lishmo, it's a valid korban. Doesn't count for you, but it's a valid korban. And therefore, you be chayav b'chutz. Rashi Ram matniti na brayta. So he took this brayta against our Mishnah. Mishani, kam lishmo, kam lishmo, lishmo. Same answer. So this sounds like a challenge to Rav Huna, whose whole challenge was, how can you say that something lishmo is worse off than shelo lishmo? Rav Huna, this is a case where you set up two ashamot, you owed an asham, you set up two, one is a backup. As we already saw earlier, one of them is automatically going to be an ola when the other one's done. We've seen this several times. When an Hashem is set to graze because it's the second one, it was because it was lost, etc., then, and you shechted it stam, it counts as a valid ola. Okay, the second part of the Mishnah listed all of those things that are meat, that if you put them up, and all of those actions, that if you do them outside, you're not chayav. Tan Rabbanan, minayin lemalav m'sar chatab, m'sar hasham, m'sar kochim kochim, m'sar kochim kalim, m'sar omer, shtei alechem, l'cham aparim, m'sar minachot, shepatur, our whole list. Tamalomer ola, that's why the Torah uses an example ola in our parsha, for ha'ala. Ma ola shiruya l'ha'ala, just like an ola is something that goes on the mizbeach, koshiruya l'ha'ala, therefore only things go on the mizbeach. Meat of a chatat doesn't go on the mizbeach, goes in the kohen's mouth. All those intermediate worship acts for which your potter Talmud Lomar Ashiyale Ola Ozavach. What's the example the Torah gives? Ha Allah, putting something up. Allah Shigmar Avodah. What's Ha Allah? It's the end of the process. The last thing this fat does, it goes on the mizbeach. The last thing that this part of the animal is, it goes on the Mizbeach. That's the final thing. Of course, Gemar Avodah. Therefore, the only thing for which you chayav for Ha'ala'ah is Gemar Avodah. Every one of those actions, that's why I called it intermediate, is an action which is in the middle of the process, not at the end of the process. Okay, we'll hold it off here and we'll go to Mishnah Dalad in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.